Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Hello once again, friends, and welcome back to you. Well, welcome back to me, I guess. I don't know who's welcoming back who, but we're back. So, well, who cares? So glad you're taking the time to join me on this show. Mondays we do it like this where I'm on live, and then I got to go to the staff meeting for the radio station. And then I'm back. So... there was a lot, well, it's all boring at the staff meeting, but they have to be. This is something that has to happen. You know, you gotta be part of the team. I'm like on the team thing. I can put on the team hat. I tell you what I need to do is I need to get my ass over to King's Room Barbershop. Thanks to them for being a key sponsor of your old pal EZ. I know it's getting bad when it's starting to get like unruly. Like it just looks like a pompadour on top. Like I should be performing in Sha-na-na. Like fucking Bowser. Remember that asshole? And you can't see it here, but my eyebrows, they need to be trimmed. And they're starting to get like points, you know? Like they're extending out, like I could twist the ends there. And I look like fucking Marlon Brando. I had an interaction over the weekend with a young lady who was at the bookstore because Pooh Bear and also Madison and Ash, they love like bookstores, independent bookstores. And there's one of those in Grayling and it's small. It's called the Hidden Nook. And it's, they probably have, you know, it's just one wall worth of books. There's just not a lot of books there. It's a small place, you know? And it's also where the nerds can go and play those role-playing games. You get people with, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and they come in with Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Pokemon cards and body odor and play the fucking game there. There was no one playing the game there. I wish there was, because it's always like you can do a whole segment on these fucked-up people playing these goddamn games. But nothing like that. By the way, before I get to the story, there was a book that there's a spot called Classics. I think I have my next book I want to read when I get done with Cabin at the End of the World. It's old. It's an old science fiction book by a guy named Aldous Huxley. And it's called Brave New World. So if you want to join the Easy Book Club, so we can chat about our books. Could be a brand new segment on the show. All right. I give you required reading, and then we meet and discuss the goddamn book. Reason why that came up with that is because I've kind of been forced into reading because Pooh Bear reads all the time. I go, well, I got to start reading because she's reading. It seems to be pretty cool. So I'm thinking that Pooh Bear and I should read the same books. She reads some pretty cool books. But let's do that. Let's, like, settle on book club. And then when it's your turn, you can nominate a book. All right? And then we can go ahead and do our book club and sit and drink coffee and discuss the goddamn book in only the way we can. All right, so we do a Zoom, Easy Book Club. Who's in? And then you got to get the goddamn book, and you read the goddamn book, and goddamn it, we're going to discuss the goddamn book. Amy's in. Jeremy, he's going to do it. Stevie says, yeah. Someone make a subreddit. There you go. It's happening right now. Right now. New shows flying out of our ass. Mike says, I'm in. Cormac McCarthy, The Road. I remember I bought that book, and for some reason I quit the book. I don't know why I quit the book. But that's post-apocalyptic. And I think that that's, I'm not really sure what, there is an apocalyptic theme in Knock at the Cabin Door, but I'm really interested in where this is going to go. You ever do that where you're reading a book and you're like, well, how the fuck is this going to end? I'm excited to see what the writer did to get to wherever the fuck this guy's going. By the way, that Knock at the Cabin Door, or Cabin at the End of the World, became the film Knock at the Cabin Door. M. Night Shyamalan directed it. That's why I keep referencing Dave Bautista and Ron Weasley, because they're in the goddamn thing. But Chris says that the book is much better than the film. We shall see. I'll probably see the movie one time. But God, there was a gory ass scene in this book. Fuck me. And I don't know, maybe there's another one that's coming, but very tense. You know, a real page turner. Like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. This is stressing me out. Fuck. That's something. When someone's words written on a page, you can read it. And you can be like, oh, fuck, I cannot believe this. It's really cool. That's something else. Where was I going with this? Oh. So anyway, they're at the bookstore. I don't buy anything, but there's a little. There's a young lady there. She's probably in her maybe early 30s. Everybody's young to me. And she's an author. She's got a book. And she's doing a book signing. And so she's just sitting there and no one's even paying any attention to her. And I felt bad. And so I said to Pooper, I go, you should go see what the hell this book is all about. And there was another copy of it in front of us. But author doesn't know that the book is there. I should no, I don't. Well, no, I do want to say who it is. Hang on a second. Let me text Pooh Bear. Because what I'm about to tell you is kind of an insult. Hey, Siri. Text Pooh Bear.
What do you want to say?
What is the name of that book that you bought at that bookstore, and what is the author's name? Question mark.
Okay, sending.
Well, anyway. We read the back of the book, and she goes, oh, this sounds interesting. I'm going to buy that book. Yeah. She's a local author. Pooh Bear goes up. And she has the book. Pooh Bear has the book in her hand. And Pooh Bear says, will you sign this? And she's like, what? Wait, you have my book? She's like, can't believe it. And she thinks that Pooh Bear has purchased it elsewhere and is bringing it for her to sign it. And so that was adorable. And she goes, well, I just picked it up over there. It's also on the shelf. She goes, oh, well, here, buy this one because the way we're doing it, if you were to buy that one, she wouldn't get any of the money for whatever. She goes, no, buy this one. So, and she opens it up and she signs it. And so that was good. And then she says, can I interest you in a bookmark? My husband or boyfriend made the bookmarks. And there's this dude sitting next to her. He looked like a nice guy. She goes, of course. Yeah, I'm going to buy a bookmark and a book. Of course. Holy shit. And then, like, we opened up the floodgates. Because then two or three other people, they immediately bought the book. I was like, see, you did it. You just, you paid for her gas right there for her to get there. It's awesome. However, it wouldn't be an easy story if there wasn't something fucked up. And I asked her a question. And I had a hard time paying attention to her answer because she has these eyebrows that are really unnatural looking. Maybe they might look okay from afar, but up close, it was as if she took this marker here and shaved off the old ones and, like, drew in the new ones. I was like, fuck me. And but I had a question for her, and I go, look, I've always wondered this about authors, and I'm sure it could be different for everybody. I don't know. But when you are writing a book, first of all, how much time pen to paper? From when you first thought of it to when you started writing. She tells me how she thought of the story and the angle, whatever. And I go, okay, so when people write a book, what I want to know is, if you start writing a book, do you already have the whole book figured out? Or do you write and then it comes to you and then you figure out the rest of the plot and then how you wrap it up? I guess it's different for everybody. It could be, you know, unless you're like George Lucas and you say, oh, yeah, I had the whole thing figured out, which is bullshit. He did not. I don't believe that. She said, well, no, I had the beginning and I had the end. And then I had to work to get all of the stuff in between it. Like an Oreo cookie for the book. And I'm like, I still don't understand. It just seems nutty to me to be able to concoct a story in your brain and then write it out. I think that actually is more artistic. All right? That is more a more sustained, prolonged bit of creativity than any painter. Okay, you see like a fine work of art, and it's fuck. Who gives a fuck, you know? Anyway, excuse me, I had to drink that coffee. Bob says, who the fuck buys a book, Mark? Well, I mean, I don't know. All right, the book is called Orchard of the Fox by Cassandra Keeter. Cassandra Keeter. And it's fantasy. It's a fantasy book. And I think she's kind of a nerd. All right. So I think that's kind of, she looks like the type that might be like into role-playing games. Like the kind that sit in the back of that store and play Magic the Gathering, like one of you said. So there you go. Yeah, I like the idea of easy show podcast. We can just call it fucking book club. I don't know. I'm excited about that. Then after we finish the book, another person would recommend this. So you can kind of like have a few that you've been wanting to read. And then we discuss the goddamn book. Chris is here. He is excited about Wednesday's big soccer matchup. I think this is a conference tournament game in the NPSL. Just a step or two above the Euro League, as the Michigan Rangers FC, or Mr. FC, are taking on Geo's Lions out of the Chicago area. And we heard about the story last week on the podcast of how Geo's Lions got their name. And that was a local kid in the community, in and around, associated with the soccer team somehow, was playing soccer, and he ran out into the road, and there was a horrible accident, a 7-year-old kid. And he lost his life because of he got hit by a car. And so in their anguish and grief, the community banded together And the guy who runs the soccer team now names the soccer team Geo's Lions. So there is no fucking way that the Rangers are going to beat these guys, because they're on a mission of love and support for Geo's memory and his family. So this will be an amazing game at Davenport University. And as much as I want the Rangers to win, I don't know how you're going to do it. I mean, you have, these guys are going to be playing possessed in the memory of that young boy. There's their logo right there, Michigan Rangers FC. So I think that Stuart Collins, the manager of the team of Michigan Rangers, is going to have to, he's going to have to be honest with those boys. And a good manager will do this. All of my years of managing soccer teams tells me that you have to get like a common enemy, enemy of the team. And so Stuart is going to make the enemy to be the kid. And the kid is, I don't know, make up some shit if you have to. That the kid is, you know, he killed puppies or something like that. Just before he got run over. He's a Nazi. Whatever the fuck. 7-year-old Nazi. You have to do something. Make it up. In order to get the team to have that killer instinct. The Rangers, Mr. FC, have had a killer instinct all season long. They beat the shit out of everybody. So in order for them to beat Geo's Lions, they need to focus on a common disgusting enemy, and that would be the kid. Have him make up crazy stories about him. The game is Wednesday. I will be there from the press box shouting people's birthdays out. Now there is a discussion in the chat about bending the corner down to save your page. Now that's what I do. I just bend the corner down. And I don't see why that's so bad. Stevie says, Amy, she just dog ears the page too. And, Stevie says, you can't do that. That's awful. I don't know why. What does it do? Is it because it makes the book stay open? Because it's a bent page now? Who gives a shit? Bob talks about how we need to spread rumors about the kid, the 7-year-old. We can say he was an undocumented immigrant. All right. Yeah, that I like that. If we make it seem like he hates America, we can dress up the team in MAGA colors. Red jerseys with white lettering. And then, you know, we can go about it that way. I doubt there are going to be any white people on Geo's Lions. This is, I think, a historically Hispanic team. Stevie is furious because she says, don't do that to your books. You guys know that I work in a library, right? Well, there are about a billion other important things to be upset about. And whether or not people dog ear their pages is not one of them. Alan adds, local dumb fuck kid gets smeared by car. All right, that might be a little bit too extreme. Chris says that kid was the youngest human trafficker on record. Hashtag facts. I don't think Chris is going to be participating in the in this horrible slander that is happening towards the kid. Man Bun Chris says we need some Chicago trivia too. Yeah, absolutely. Man Bun Chris says, just jumping into the show today, did we happen to do the fat-a-thon in the first act? And did Easy run? Well, you don't know this, but I hurt myself over the weekend. I basically slammed the chainsaw up against my leg, but it wasn't, the blade wasn't spinning, thank God. And but the one of the teeth went right into my knee. And it doesn't look like much, but it's right there. And boy, does that fucking hurt. So I tried. I made it halfway down the road. I go, fuck this shit. I'm limping. It hurt remarkably bad for such a small injury. Thank you for the well wishes, Amy. Man Bun Chris says, were you wearing your safety Crocs at least? Actually, I was wearing the boots. The boots weren't the problem. I had taken off my chaps for just a moment, needed to make one more cut, and ended up slamming that fucking blade right into my knee, that chain. Oof. All right. There's a bunch of other things I want to talk about. We've got, how about the guy who is a career criminal, 30 years in prison. He's only 50. 30 years in prison, and he's now a millionaire. He just won $167.3 million on the Powerball. I haven't even gotten into the story as to what he's done wrong in the past. James Farthing, his mom, Linda Grizzle, and his girlfriend, Jacqueline Fightmaster. So mom is Linda Grizzle, and girlfriend is Jacqueline Fightmaster, and his name is James Farthing, which is one letter away from James Farting. Well, the story is going around now because I guess this guy is just a fucking idiot. In fact, he was arrested in Florida days after claiming his prize. 16-page criminal record, decades-long criminal history, earning him a jaw-dropping collection of booking photos along the way. 25 different correctional institutions before he, along with his mother and girlfriend, claimed the prize. So he went to jail right after claiming the prize? A warrant, I guess? I guess we'll find out. Convictions across 9 counties in Kentucky for a litany of offenses, including choking a girlfriend. Oh boy. Bribing officers while in prison, and selling cocaine to an undercover cop. I love the way the New York Post writes. They write, the lowlife's string of consistent crime started when he was just a kid, with arrests on charges ranging from theft to reckless driving. He was only able to complete 10 years of formal schooling and earned his GED in prison. Here he is with his mom. Under it, it says father and his mother, or Farthing and his mom, committed a marijuana smuggling plot together. In his later years, Farthing upped the ante as he started dealing in drugs, roping mom into a scheme to smuggle marijuana into a maximum security facility. Farthing accepted a plea deal that absolved Mother Grizzle, and he was sentenced to 10 years. Even in the slammer, he couldn't keep out of trouble. Smuggling a variety of drug and alcohol paraphernalia into the prison and charging inmates to return items he stole from them, like a bully or a school playground on a school playground. Denied parole because of his seemingly infinite offenses with few signs of stopping. Would quickly, if he ever was granted parole, he'd lose it quickly for violating the terms of his release, like testing positive for drugs like marijuana. Talk about his string of mug shots going from baby face to old face. 3 days after cashing in the prize with his mom and Linda Grizzle. His mom is Linda Grizzle and his girlfriend Jacqueline Fightmaster. He was arrested after allegedly slugging another guest in the face and kicking a deputy who tried to intervene. I don't know where they were. It just says slugging another guest. I don't know what that means. And when he left Kentucky, he never told his parole officer. He was freed from jail last week, but now has to face charges from the Florida fight. So he left Kentucky, wasn't supposed to leave Kentucky, got put in jail for leaving Kentucky, gets out of jail. Now he has to go answer the charge for the Florida fight. He put $11,000 towards bail. He pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for a July 14th arraignment where he could face up to 5 years in prison for the remaining battery count on the deputy attack alone. All right, so this fucking idiot. Holy shit. How could you be a millionaire many times over after winning and you've claimed it and be so wound up that you would ever consider punching anybody? You've got no worries in the world. You suddenly are on easy street. How could you possibly do that to yourself? All you got to do is just collect your paychecks. How fucking terrible would that be if you are in prison and you're worth, you know, $80 million after taxes? Once the other prisoners find out about that, you're fucked. Rebecca says, this is the most hard living line series of events and names. Yeah, farthing. I don't know how HLL farthing is. It's close. But the fact that mom is Mrs. Grizzle and girlfriend is Jacqueline Fightmaster. His commissary is going to be stacked, going to live like a king. Tophus says he could buy the judge or the cops. This is going to be one of those people who blows through the money rather quickly. You hear about that from time to time. People who have no idea what they're doing, and they just spend. Probably going to buy a house for himself and his mother and all the toys. He's going to burn through that fucking money. I don't know if at whatever age he is, I think he could burn through it all, right? Yeah. What is the term? A fool and his money soon go separate ways. All right. Well, anyway, fuck that guy. He's probably going to be dead. Chris K is talking about Geo's Lions. And the kid that got run over, that's why they named the team after him. Chris K, team nickname, the Speed Bumps. And then he writes, I don't feel good about that one. Hey, that happens. In joke telling, that happens. You just got to have the right people hear the joke. In the setting of this show, that joke actually works. It's always funny if you don't know him. That's been my go-to forever. Do you know that person? No. Well, then it's funny. I'm going to laugh at that. By the way, looking forward to the Patreon Roadshow, which is going to happen as I will be in my pickup towing my car dolly, going up to pick Madison's car up from the side of the road. I reached out to the cops in the county that it's in. I don't want to say exactly where, because the phone call that I made will show up on the Boomer Bunker. And because Stalkerito will go ahead and get the phone call, and then that'll be that. However, it's probably a good idea for him. I mean, I don't care. I mean, it's just me telling them, hey, don't tow the car. We're going to pick it up tomorrow. You know? Bob says mom and girlfriend are going to clean the guy's bank account out. Chris says he's going to have a sweet jet ski. Probably so. All right. Let's see. I'm going to save that story. We'll come back to that one. This is ridiculous. This story was, the way I'm seeing this, and I thought I might have heard about this in the past somewhere, but are you aware that if you, like, let's say you get your clothes washed at a laundromat, like if you're out in the HLL and you have to get your clothes, you have to go to a fucking laundromat to get your clothes washed. Pooh Bear and I used to do that at our first place we lived at when we were kids. Well, this lady did this, and there is a thing where if you get your clothes out of the washer and throw them into the hamper and then put them in your car and then you leave the car, I'm like, what? Your clothes can catch on fire because of the heat that builds up there. And I'm like, how? Wait, what? It can? I guess so.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
And it's covered on this news story. In case you are poor and have to take your car, your clothes to the laundromat, don't do what this chick
did. Imagine walking outside and you find your clean laundry on fire.
That's exactly what happened to an Arkadelphia woman. And tonight, she's warning others about a hazard hiding in plain sight.
T311's Carter Thweet explains what you can do to keep this from happening to you.
It was less than 24 hours ago that Jennifer Johnson looked at...
As always, B-team reporters... They always are so young that they don't even have man bodies yet, okay? He looks anemic, this guy.
Out of that kitchen window and saw smoke coming out of this moonroof. Now she's issuing a warning to other homeowners to make sure they don't have the same experience.
I come outside and I said, holy mess, my clothes are on fire.
That was Jennifer Johnson's reaction.
Okay, that's an HLL voice. And you can see this is an HLL residence. If your driveway is pavers for one wheel and pavers for the other wheel with full grass in between it, that's an HLL residence. If you have a cooler on the side for no particular reason, if you park your car in a carport, if you look like this chick does, you are in an HLL.
Action when she noticed her clothes hamper smoldering in the back of her car. She had left the clothes there after picking them up from the laundromat with the intention of folding them later that day.
I rip the clothes out, dump it out, I've had a pitcher outside, thankfully. There's the water hose. I dumped it over.
Johnson says she looked through the clothes, which are a total loss, as well as the hamper.
The value of the clothes is about $3.
And there was nothing flammable that could have caused this. Andy Neal, chief of the Arkadelphia Fire Department, says while incidents like these are rare, they're not unprecedented.
We've had probably two calls in the last 10, 15 years. One lady was in their car, one lady's actually got to the house and started smelling some smoke and it was just the clothes were smoldering.
So how does something like this happen? Neal says while the summer heat could play a part, it's more likely that heat simply builds up inside the wadded up clothes.
Okay, this doesn't make sense. If your clothes are in, you have wadded up clothes and it's 115 degrees, you know, in the spaces between the clothes. How can it continue to get hotter? I don't, you would think that even if they're wadded up in there, it would slowly dissipate over time.
With nowhere to go.
If you take them out of the dryer when it's still hot, spread them out on maybe at the, on a table or on a bed or something like that, let them cool.
Johnson tells me she's certainly learned that lesson.
I'm never leaving laundry inside my, I will take the time to take it out.
Can you imagine if this chick's underwear caught on fire? I mean, that the underwear would be so massive, it'd probably burn for days. It'd be like that fucking tire fire. So where is that in Pennsylvania?
And at the laundromat, I'm going to take the time to aerate it more, make sure it loses some of that heat, so that way I can prevent any type of fires.
In Arkadelphia, Carter Thweet, THV 11
Carter
News.
Carter Thweet?
Carter, thank you. Experts also say that oils and other flammable substances can build up on your clothes if you're not careful, and it makes it extra important to wash them well and give them that room to breathe after you dry them off.
That seems impossible to me, but I guess that's what's happening. Chris says she doesn't sound like a hilljack. No, she doesn't. She actually sounded quite together. Jeremy says, imagine the smell of her burning underwear, without a doubt. Bob says what I was referencing is not a tire fire. It's a coal fire in Centralia. I have heard about that. I don't know how the fire started, but it's been burning for decades. The tire fire is in Springfield, right next to Shelbyville. So the Simpsons. Bob says, since I mentioned Stalkerito is on his way up north to find the car so he can call and FOIA your call. Ugh, what a sick fool. I haven't heard from that guy in so long. Thank God. What a piece of shit. Stevie says, we had that type of driveway in Wyoming, the two-track driveway, but with cement. So wait a minute. Instead of grass, you had cement? In between the cement? That's all cement. I'm confused. You had cement instead of pavers, but grass in the middle. I'm guessing that's what you mean. Gotcha. Yeah, that's definitely HLL. You were living in a hard living line area if you've got that type of driveway. That's real poverty right there. You probably can't even afford food if that's your driveway. All right. Let's see. Oh, my God. So it was blow your hand off weekend. Hopefully none of you did that. My fucking neighbor Wednesday night was. And I first thing I did was I looked at the dates that were allowed to light off fireworks. And he was in the window. He was completely legal. And shooting up the fireworks. And I was like, come on, man. But I saw this post. Remember that nobody will want to watch any firework video that you shoot. So if somebody shoots a video of yourself doing the fireworks, nobody actually wants to see that. The only time anybody would ever want to see it would be if there was something ridiculous that happened. Like, do you remember the one where the guy has all of the fireworks by his car, and then the thing falls over and it shoots a fireball into the pile of fireworks. I gotta find that one. Fireworks by car blow up. Yes, this is it. You know what else we got to do? We got to play Backup Tear. This one's a classic, man. Okay, so what you got here in this one, if you look, what makes this one spectacular is that it's just so innocent. Everybody's got their lawn chairs. There's a little kid here. And there's another, you know what? There's another kid right here by all the fireworks. And then watch what, this is like rural. This is like a not rural. This is any neighborhood USA.
Wow. Run!
They think they're safe.
It's going to be right.
Okay, you saw it. It didn't take off, and the firework blew up. So that they're like, oh, no. And then it lights all this shit. And the kid here, he's like, ow. But then they got to get out of there.
It's going to be right. You cannot stick it in the ground. It's not going to work.
Who did that?
You got to put it in the chute.
Holy shit. Now, I never saw an update. I think they're all dead. I saw a clip. They put a backup tear on a float in their hometown. They actually did a backup tear holiday float. All right. Give me a second here. It's opening. Everybody's okay. Legendary. What's the kid's
hold
name?
Hold a hand, Tico.
Tico, that's it. Tico. Tuca coming.
Hold a hand, Tico.
Okay, come on.
Oh my. Hey, hold on. Hold. Tuca come.
Yeah, so Terry's so fucked up. He can't even light it. Tuca
come two different ways.
I like that it's safety first. Hold up, two car coming.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's the
years passed.
When this singer recorded a late
backup tear needed a new wheelchair, and the Drew and Mike show helped backup tear get a new wheelchair. Whenever they need money, they like do like a backup tear event. You know, like for that float. Let's see. Maybe I can find the backup Terry float. He probably made money. When your town has a backup Terry parade. That's the guy. That's the back it up Tear family. Outstanding. Yeah, anytime they need any cash, they'll sell some t-shirts or Tear will do like, he's got an OnlyFans page. Anyway, the reason why this all comes up. Oh, fuck. Wish that would stop. The reason why this all comes up is because of this clip that I saw. Remember, nobody will ever watch your fireworks video unless it's the July 4th, 2012 show in San Diego where they accidentally let off 18 minutes of fireworks at once. This is going to be loud, so I might want to bring the volume down a little bit. I don't want to totally kill your ears. 18 minutes of, I mean, that's a huge city. San Diego fireworks, those are big fireworks. They all went off at once, so this is how that went. All right. That's way too loud. There's no way anybody's ears are going to be able to survive this. Let me drop it down a bit. Holy shit, is that intense.
This is the best fireworks show ever.
I'm dying. I'm going
now.
All right, that was it. And they knew it, too. Honestly, I would prefer that. Like those people across from where that was. I mean, my God, do it. Light off 18 minutes of fireworks at once. That's brighter than the sun. From what I'm understanding, the San Diego incident, there was several spots in the community where they were doing the show. The big one is the one you just saw, but these other two were also in the area. They had a three-barge show going off, and they all went off at the same time. Loved it. My pal Mike Ball sent me a clip recently that I failed to play. I should probably dig that one up too. This one was Fireworks Factory. I hope I can find it. Yes. It is a fireworks warehouse exploding. And I'm thinking that this just happened. Every year this takes place. Every year, somewhere in the world, we've got incidents where all of the fireworks go off. So here you got the fireworks factory, and this happens. Come on. I'm waiting. There it is. Okay. The video has no sound, which is really heartbreaking to me. But you can see it's burning like crazy. And this guy's got a pool nearby his place. And then watch as the whole building explodes. Wow. My God. Okay. That's like, what's that test they did in the desert? What's that fucker's name? Oppenheimer, the Trinity exam, the Trinity test, the Trinity project. That's what this is. Jesus. Look at all, the whole community is on fire. Oh my God. Fucking shit. Not, maybe this is old. No, July 2. 557, a fireworks warehouse in California sending clouds of smoke into the air. I don't know if this is a news story from it. Or if
these are the faces of Medicaid.
Oh, shit. I gotta hear a commercial about Medicaid. These are all the people that are not getting any funding, that are not being taken care of because of Trump. All these people. I had a discussion about this with Madison. When Madison starts talking about this shit, I go, I know. I can't believe it. He's such an asshole. I don't dare say anything else. I'm hoping this is the story.
Fire on Oahu's west side has prompted evacuations in the area. Officials say the fire is now 20% contained. The fire was...
That's not it. I had a discussion with Madison. She cornered me the other day. I was laying in bed getting ready for to go to sleep, and she goes, and she's really, really frustrated with the country. See, she's the type that, you know, I mean, like I see the same thing you see, but she sees what you see and what I see, and she gets upset about it. The problem with that is she's susceptible to false information. And she comes in and she says, I want you to know that this country is fucked. I go, okay, yeah. And she says, the Trump administration is doing this. They're rounding up illegals and they're shackling them. And so they have shackles on their feet and their hands are shackled and they're all chained together. And I go, okay. And she says, and then they're transporting them to other countries. But one plane ride just happened where they were getting close, and the prison that they're going to or whatever, the detention facility in whatever country, was full. So they turned the plane around. And then they opened the doors, like that scene in what's the film with Harrison Ford when he's the president? It's taken from that book by Tom Clancy. It's called A Few Good Presidents, or A Time to Kill the President, or Patriot Games, or whatever the fuck it was. When they open up the back of the big transport, and then the bad guy goes flying out of it. Air Force One. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Air Force One. Madison says that they then open up the plane and then they throw out all the immigrants and they just all go falling down into the ocean. Then and shackled immigrants are winding up on the shores of America. Now, I know that that's not true. You know that that's not true because that's retarded. And so I said, now, you got to be careful. I didn't say, honey, I love you, but you're retarded. I said, honey, I think we should vet that. I go, where did you hear this? She goes, TikTok. Girls were doing TikToks about it. I go, now what I want to say is quit being retarded, but she's going to get pissed off at me. I go, oh, yeah, I don't know. Where did you see and hear this? TikTok. I go, so people are telling, like, other TikTokers? Yeah. I go, okay. I think I would have heard about that. I think that would be being discussed. Like, for real. I can't look her in the face and say, quit being a dumb fuck. All right? So I didn't bring it up because it's also at the end of the day. And so if I bring it up at the end of the day, she's already cranky because she's tired. So time passes. Thursday, I send her a message. I'm pretty sure that was a disinformation campaign / hoax. Based on the provided search results, there is no evidence or credible reports of shackled illegal immigrants being thrown into the U.S. from airplanes by the U.S. government or related agencies like ICE. Now, she's so wound up, she should say, thank God. And she says, I'm just seeing so much of it on TikTok with alligator Alcatraz, and they are treating... they are treating deportees in El Salvador. I would not be surprised if that was happening. Now, what I want to say is, no, you would be surprised if that was happening. And I wrote, no one is being thrown from airplanes into the ocean. She says, just when you think the government wouldn't do that, yes, they would. And then she follows up, Alligator Alcatraz is basically a death camp. They have no running water, no place to dump sewage, no drainage, and no way to protect people from the elements surrounding it. Now she's off on an entirely different thing. And no mattresses. I'm just saying they may not be throwing people into the ocean, but if they were, I genuinely would not be surprised. And I said, I actually reached out to you not to have a discussion, but just to put your mind at ease that no one is flying out of airplanes. She says, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sorry. And I gave her the heart emoji. I love you. And I do. I didn't reach out to discuss this or pick a fight. I'm just telling you, whoever is telling you that is not telling you what's actually happening. I know they're going to concentration camps. Jeremy says, I saw that video. I can't believe I know someone who believed it. Well, it's a fertile environment. Okay. Tophus says, shit like that is what gives Trumpers ammunition. It's so true. Are you folks realizing that we have a special Patreon edition that we're going to get to a little bit later on when we are on our way in our adventure to go get Madison's car? Badger says, my girl is the same. Same retardation. Can't say a word. Clown of Carnage says, not all Trumpers. No, you're right about that. There are some Trumpers who I love. Like the ones that listen to this show, for example. Now, if you go former Zaniac Trumpers, they're the psychopaths. These are the people that are they're dying out, okay, because of poor health. Did you hear Jamingo say in the when we had him on the show? When I said, hey, are you going to the We Hate Eric Zane party? Because every year they have a party. And Pellerito makes a dummy of... He makes dummies and, like, what are they called? Scarecrows of me with my face on it. And they're all around his place. And they take turns fucking him in the ass. And so I said to Jamingo, Are you going to the We Hate Eric Zane party? He goes, no, I can't. I can't move. My health is, I can't. I'm not in good health. I can't move. Now, how poor of health do you have to be in that you can't even transport yourself? Okay? And I've told him, I said to him many, many times, you're a disaster. You look like shit. Your health is going to fail you carrying that much weight. You're going to die. And it seems like that's happening. And I wanted you all to know that I'm here for it. That is excellent news. All right? I am going to post the meme of the black guys carrying the caskets and dancing when that happens. That is a great day for the world when this animal actually kicks the bucket. We are all going to rejoice. You know how they say you should never like celebrate someone's death? That is not true. Any one of those people, any one of those animals, if they die and free beer, I am going to celebrate their death. I would be a real fucking phony if I said, oh, rest in peace. Now, fuck that shit. Fuck you. So that fucker's on death's door. So get ready to celebrate. Before we wrap up this show with the asshole of the day, remember, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I'll be dropping a car off there tonight, towing it in the Embellisher. Unless if the Embellisher breaks down too. 616-532-6600, ervines.com. Madison says, what is it? What's the problem? Is it going to cost a lot? What could it be? I go, I don't know. I'm across that bridge when I get to it, guy. I don't even have the car. You got to get the car to Irvine's. They will assess. They'll let you know. Don't worry about it. It's going to be expensive. I go, I have no fucking idea. We don't know that. ervines.com. I go, the only thing I can assure you is that it'll be fixed right. I can't even assure you that I can get the car safely to Irvine's. But I can assure you that if it gets repaired at Irvine's, it will be fixed right. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I will be at Berlin Raceway this weekend and I want you there. It'll be easy. maybe Ben Glaze and Angela again. Ben Glaze, I'm throwing that out there. Maybe Sarah Rukruk-Roosh. Maybe Brad Rukruk-Roosh, as we scream at their little chunky monkey son, Avery, who stands on the other side of the wall wearing his NASCAR gear and tries to pick up chicks. Maybe Kevin Kuypers, cutie patootie. And you, if you want tickets, get them at berlinraceway.com. They are $15 when you buy them by 11:59 p.m. on Friday. So get them and then say, EZ, we're here. And then you come sit with us. Berlinraceway.com. Don't forget about King's Room Barbershop. I indicated to you that I need a cut. You can get a cut, too, at King's Room. Prices are $21 for a haircut. They went up $2 recently. That's kind of like the sign of the times these days. Everything's going up. Except for subscriptions to the Eric Zane Show podcast Patreon. Those are the same. King's Room Barbershop, kingsroom.net, three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Thank you to King's Room. When you go to kingsroom.net, there's exact locations there and hours of operation and who's working when, all the schedules. So any place, any of the three locations, haircuts for guys and chicks who like short hair. Finally, Kuiper Tree Care. Thank you to them. They just renewed for another quarter. If you need a tree removed from your property, if you need the stump ground down, or if you have a stump that you want ground, or if you want a tree trimmed, maybe there's a storm, you need some storm cleanup, or a tree risk assessment. Hey, what's wrong with this tree? Oh, my God, is it going to fall on my house? They will help you at Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Call or text 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. Do you have a nomination for EZ's Asshole of the Day? I don't know if we have any super big assholes of the day. Bob says, asshole of the day, children that play soccer in the street. I don't know if we can do that. David says, why is she worried about the repair on the vehicle? You're the one who'll be paying. Badger says, Trump for tossing Mexicans in the ocean. Alan says, asshole of the day, local dumb fuck speed bump kid. That would be Geo, and you can't attack a dead kid. How about Madison for breaking her car? Come on now. I got to give it to myself for not wearing my chaps. When I had the chainsaw, could very easily have hurt myself much, much worse. Could have cut my fucking leg off. God damn, that's scary. Okay, hey, that's it. You guys are a great audience. Join us on Patreon a little later on when we do a Patreon roadshow from the Embellishers. We go pick up Madison's car. Thanks again, as always, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.